I thought it was great. The OK Pop Museum is just across the street. That had to be good for OK Pop and for Canes.
Yes, I think it's going to be great. We just need about $20 more million from the state, which the state has and needs to fund. They funded the Oklahoma Historical Society building. I know the state's helping with the Indian Museum. It's just not fair. It's all ready to go except for the money to set up the displays. It's a beautiful building. I don't know if you've been inside of it yet, but it's unbelievable. They have a rooftop deck that looks down over the Canes. So many things. The windows are centered on looking across the street at the Canes. It is a little intimidating size-wise because there's a little overhang. It goes over towards Main Street. And then we got these condos just south of us. So we're kind of getting crowded in. But I think we'll make something north into Main Street and everybody will go that way. Now, we've reached a critical mass of museums. I mean, somebody can come to town and buy a ticket to Bob Dylan, Woody Guthrie, Oklahoma Pop, and then work in Gilcrease and Philbrook. Somebody could spend 2 days here, 3 days here, and see lots of things that they never knew were here in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay, Pop is all Oklahoma connected. Movies, radio, television, literature. It just makes sense that Bob Wills' bus, I think, is going to be in the OK Pop. So things that happened in Canes across the street will be on display in OK Pop. So this is a meant-to-be thing.
Right. I agree with that. There'll probably be meet and greets. Performers at Canes that might have a meet and greet at Oklahoma Pop and have a little private two-song session for some donors or something. I mean, there's so many things they'll do. Jeff, who's running the thing, he's smart and just waiting. I mean, nothing more they can do until they get that money.
Well, my wife and I did attend the OK Pop opening, and then we walked across the street and we heard Mavis Staples sing. So there was that combination of both
she's
venues.
Great.
And
she's
it was
great
fun to enjoy that. So, all right, you've had an influence there too. Medical world, the physician's own hospital, and Canes Ballroom. You've improved and saved for hundreds of years to come in our city. So that all that together has got to make you feel real good. So if you get down, you can say, well, I'm going to choose to think about the great things I accomplished.
I don't forget those things. It's just, it's a glow that all these things give me that makes me who I am. I've loved Tulsa. I could have gone off to school someplace else. I could have left medical school and gone someplace else, but I like Oklahoma. I like Oklahomans. We're a friendly bunch of people. I like to smile and make other people smile. And with my practice and with Canes, I've done that.